From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's field trip is the veteran Bay Area actor James Carpenter. For 30 years, Carpenter has appeared on almost every local stage, from Berkeley Rep, where he was an associate artist for a decade and appeared in over 30 productions, to the Aurora Theater, the Marin Theater Company, San Jose Rep, and California Shakespeare Theater, where he is an associate artist, and he's also been in 30 productions there. In recent Christmas seasons, he's brought what one theater reviewer referred to as his chiseled marionette features to the role of Ebenezer Scrooge for ACT's A Christmas Carol. Another local theater reviewer said of Carpenter, "He's extraordinary. Do as I do and seek out all his performances. They are timeless gems." Well, I can personally attest to this as I got to watch him performing many times recently, both in rehearsal and in performance, when I was fortunate enough to understudy Carpenter in the role of Chibutkin, the drunken army doctor, in the recent Berkeley Rep production of Chekhov's Three Sisters. Fortunately for him, and maybe for the audience too, but sadly for me, Carpenter remained healthy during that show, so I didn't get to go on in the role. Carpenter received great reviews last season for his title role in Cal Shake's gore-fest Titus Andronicus. And in that production, his character's nemesis was played by another wonderful Bay Area actor, Stacey Ross. Carpenter is currently working for the first time at the Magic Theater in San Francisco in the odd and quirky new play Any Given Day by Scottish playwright Linda McLean. And once again, he's paired with Stacey Ross, as he portrays a sad bar owner named simply Dave. Carpenter is married to costume designer Cassandra Carpenter, and he's talking to me today from his home in the East Bay. Please welcome to the field trip Mr. Jim Carpenter. Jim, welcome.
Well, thank you, sir. How are you this morning?
I can't complain a bit. Happy Easter Monday. Well, first off, let me congratulate you on Any Given Day. It's a terrific show.
Thank you.
Maybe you could talk a bit about the play and your character, Dave.
Well, yes, the play is two separate stories, each told back-to-back. There are three actors in the first one, two actors in the second, and the first deals with two people on the edges. The woman was abused when she was younger, and the man is epileptic and has suffered from seizures and institutionalization, and they live in the fringes in Glasgow, and they have this relationship that is kind of luminous in a strange way. Two very, very fine actors, Amy Costow and Christopher McHale, are featured in those the two main roles. But the other story is about bar owner Dave, who I play, and he is one of his waitresses. And he has gotten a phone call from this waitress's son that says, "Oh, you got a call." He says, "You got a call today. Your son wanted to tell you that it's a good day today." And from that point, the conversation and the relationship evolves into this delightful little story, which is full of risk and fear and humor. I love it. It's a wonderful little piece, and I think it's a great evening of theater. We've gotten wonderful notices on it. I mean, I couldn't be happier. I don't think any of us could be for our first appearances at the Magic, and I'm just trying to spread the word on it because it's a nice evening of theater.
Well, I am too, because it certainly is. Now, you do the role with a heavy Scottish accent. This play, as you say, takes place in Glasgow. Do you like to work with dialect coaches, or at this stage do you just work it out for yourself?
Oh, no, I'm not that good. I can't work it out for myself, but I need a little hand, you know. You know, the tough one for me in this was that I had just done a performance of The Pitman Painters down at Theater Works, And I don't know if you know the Geordie dialect.
Tough one.
It's a real tough one, and it's got, you know, it's kind of the Heinz 57 of dialect, and rewiring my tongue was very hard. It was really hard to do. I still have sounds that I slip into that are actually Geordie and not Scottish, and my dialect coach is on me about that.
Well, I think you did a great job. By the way, at this time, I'd like to give a shout-out to your set designer, Michael Loker, if I'm pronouncing his name right. Within a couple of minutes, he manages to change the set from a suburban living room to a full-on Scottish pub complete with a fully lit bar. It's absolutely sensational.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's just a gorgeous little transformation. It goes from these, you know, they call them council flats,
yeah,
to this beautiful, beautiful little bar. We had a talk back last week, and the audience said, yeah, we needed that time, you know. It was just gorgeous to let this event take place.
Really wonderfully done.
Yeah, it's really, and hats off to everybody at the Magic who just pulled off the tech elements. And this is just done with such elegance. Our director, John Tracy, he's a lovely guy, really, really fine director, I think. I hope to work with him again. Just really trusted that the audience was going to appreciate that time to contemplate what had just happened and to move into the next piece rather than being jammed into it. And they took their time with it, you know. It's kind of neat.
I think he got it absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought John Tracy up. I've had him on the show. He's a very interesting guy. He's the sort of wunderkind of the Bay Area theater and directing these days. I'm wondering how it was to work with a young guy like that, and if it was different from some of the more mature directors you often work with.
I didn't know John at all. John has a very particular way of putting things, which is kind of poetic, somewhat abstract at times. And most of the time I could wrap my head around what he was getting, and sometimes I'm just thick, you know, sometimes I don't get it. But, you know, I've learned to listen, finally, as I've gotten to be an older actor, and to not get the defenses up and to go, you know, shut up, Jim. There might actually be something valid in what this young man is trying to tell you, you know, because I think you can, as an older actor, you get set in your ways and you get used to doing things one way. This is the way that works for you, and you know that. And you're sometimes afraid of being challenged in other directions. It's a security issue, I think, more than anything else. And you're afraid of trying something that might not work. Some directors just go, okay, yeah, I understand, but this is the way I want it. John listens. He's great.
You've said about your career, let me quote you, my professional goals have always been to find the truth in my craft, to take risks and make interesting choices, to continue to grow and challenge myself, and be a supportive, gracious professional in every aspect of my career, be it acting on stage, film, or teaching. Pretty good goals, and I think that most people in the Bay Area who've worked with you would say that you're living up to those.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks. It's, you know, it's a tough profession to make a living at, and I think we get selfish at times. I have, you know, certainly, and, you know, kindness costs nothing in this business. It doesn't take much. You can have a good experience if you just stay open to what other people are saying to you.
If you're just joining us, my guest on today's field trip is Bay Area actor James Carpenter. Now, regarding the art of craft of acting, being a listener, I noticed that you're a very good listener on stage. And I'd like to ask something about what I noticed in one of your performances during the run of Three Sisters. For example, I noticed that early on in the run, you intuitively began buttoning up your tunic when another army officer arrived for dinner. Do you remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought that was a really good moment.
Thank you.
Let me ask you about the life of a working actor in the Bay Area. What's your average work day like?
You know, we happen to work in a field that we love and with people that we love for the most part. So our work environment is actually pretty great. It's a pretty wonderful craft. I have been very, very blessed. I just feel extremely lucky. I think the Bay Area has a plethora of incredibly talented people, and you know, it's a wonderful area to be an artist in.
What's up next for you in theater?
I am going to be doing The Tempest at Cal Shea. Michael Winters will be playing Prospero. I'll be playing a number of smaller roles. It's the first show of the Cal Shea season. John Moscone is directing, and looking forward to it.
Well, I am too. James Carpenter is currently appearing in the new play Any Given Day at the Magic Theater in San Francisco through April 22nd. It's directed by the very talented John Tracy, also stars Stacey Ross. For tickets, you can go to magictheater.org. And Jim Carpenter, continued success to you, sir, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a good day.
Really appreciate it. That's Jim Carpenter, Everyone. Thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer anytime at radiosausalito.org, and 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.